Broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears on WWGH 107.1 FM. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
Thank you, man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. Scott Spears back with you here on a Wednesday morning, midweek here. October the 12th, 2022, 10-12-22, 56 degrees, cloudy skies here in Marion, 14 minutes past the hour. And, you know, brace yourself, because right before the break, we did make our breaking news announcement this morning that there will be no Claxton fruitcakes at the banks or stores in Marion this coming holiday season, as the Marion Civitan Club, unfortunately, is no more as of April 15th of this year due to a lack of volunteers. And that's happening with a lot of groups, unfortunately, but that's the way the fruitcake crumbles, as they say. Sarah's in mourning right now. I think she went home and got a black dress and put it on. Sad day for her. Phone lines are open. Does anybody have anything to say in regard to this? 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. We also went through a lot of other information in hour number one. I did not get two free cookies this morning at McDonald's, so just to let you know, that did not happen. Arch Leister, apparently going up for cocaine possession, former Ohio State quarterback, in the late 70s, early 80s, on Friday. The Guardians lost to the Yankees last night in the first game of their series, their wild card baseball series. 4-1, the Yankees won, so Ohio's down 1-0 in this series right now. Kathy Lee defends Regis against the Kelly Ripa book. That's an interesting story. So those are, and of course, the loss of the Claxton fruitcakes here in Marion. So those are the stories. Does anybody have anything to say in regard to any of those stories? 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Give me a buzz and we can discuss what whatever is on your mind. You know, I feel bad here because I don't think that Judy Summers has yet to get her fire stick hooked up. It's, boy, she's had quite a bit of problems with this thing. First, she was having trouble getting the TuneIn app on there, and then she gave her son the wrong thing to type in, and then the Fire Stick apparently stopped working altogether, so she's been having a heck of a time, and apparently she still doesn't have the thing up and running, so we hope Judy gets the thing up and running very soon, so things will be good for her. But again, phone lines are open here this morning. If you have anything you'd like to discuss, give me a buzz. I'd love to hear from you. 740-751-4038. Certainly a lot of things to discuss when it comes to and the death of Angela Lansbury yesterday at the age of 96. Great, great actress. Well, okay, you know something I haven't discussed today, and we got into this as the show was going off the air yesterday, so maybe I should bring it up today at the start of the second hour, because we ran out of time yesterday. And this is kind of like the McDonald's cookie story and the loss of the Claxton fruitcake here in Marion. It's one of those long, long-running dramas that we hope will have a culmination this coming Friday. But we got a new piece of the puzzle yesterday, and I want to talk about it again because we were going off the air just as this piece of the puzzle was becoming apparent. And it involves our friend Abby, and of course, we're continuing on with this drama because we hope it will all wrap up Friday at 12:15. But here's what happened, and I don't think she was listening yesterday because I did not get a bunch of messages telling me that I was wrong. So, I'm going to get I always feel the need to recap this a little bit because I don't know who new is listening, if they even know what I'm talking about. But here's the short and the long of it. 2 weeks ago, Abby came in. We were doing a competition to see if she was strong. We decided on push-ups. She had to do 20 push-ups in 1 minute. That would be one every 3 seconds. I counted the push-ups. I counted 17. And she got angry because she said she did 20. And again, I have said that maybe I miscounted. Maybe I wasn't looking at the clock exactly right. You know, I'm not saying I'm perfect in this situation, but that's what happened 2 weeks ago. So she got her nose out of joint, and I said, well, call in the following Monday or Tuesday and give your side of the story. Don't let me monopolize this story. And she said, I'm not calling in, and furthermore, I'm not coming back on the show until you admit that I did do the 20 push-ups. And I can understand her point of view in this. You know, I can understand why she would be angry. So that happened, and I said that word. I said, I think she's angry. Well, then she came back, and she said, I'm not angry. Well, I don't know. To me, that's debatable at this point. So I told her last week, I said, well, come in on Friday, 12:15, I'll give you 5 minutes to say whatever you want, tell people you're not angry, and we will have a real competition. Because that was also a point in this, was that she did not feel the push-up thing was actually a competition. She felt that was just her doing something, and I agree with her on that point. So I said, come in, we'll actually have a real competition, me and you, loser buys the winner dinner. And that'll be that, and then we'll put this all to bed, and this whole ugly incident will go by the wayside. Well, we did learn earlier in the week that she was out of town. Now, I don't know. I'm sure she was out of town. I'm not saying she's lying about that. But I don't even know if she was in town, if she would have came in last Friday, because previously she had said, I'm never coming back until you admit that I did the 20 push-ups. That was said early in the week. And also she would not call in and give her side of the story. So anyway, that's where we've left off. And again, the invitation is for this Friday to come back in because Linda will be there as a witness. We will be doing a competition. It will not be push-ups. That way we will not get into the same trouble we got in before. And it'll be her and I, winner take all. Put a fork in it, basically. And we have not heard from her yet. And like I say, we didn't hear from her yesterday, so I'm getting the impression that maybe she's busy or ill or something like that, because usually I hear from her. She's a pretty avid listener. Now, that's one thing I have to give her credit for. She turns this show on every morning, or at least she used to, in her office. And even though she was in and out of the office, she would listen to the program. So I always appreciated that. So here's the other piece of the puzzle that we got. And apparently I'm okay to say the names because Sarah said the names. I think she said them twice now. Now, Sarah was always in Abby's corner on this. She was always in Abby's corner that Abby should win. And apparently we learned yesterday that Sarah is still in her corner for the female factor. She's supporting Abby because she's the female. She wants her to win. But what we learned was, when it came to the drama of did she do the push-ups or not, somebody boarded Sarah's bus last week who had first-hand knowledge of what happened with this event and apparently filled Sarah in on what did happen, and Sarah has a different perspective now that maybe it was not all my fault, and maybe I did not do a fast count, and maybe I did not speed up the clock. And I think that's where it is right now. You know, it's turned into like that Zapruder film with the Kennedy assassination. Now we're going back and looking at the facts. But regardless of all that drama, the door is open for Friday to put, what do they say, put a fork in it? We'll put a fork in it. We'll have the real competition, her and I, see what happens, winner take all, Loser has to buy lunch, and life will go on. And it won't be push-ups. Nobody has to get on the floor. We're not going to count. It will have nothing to do with the clock. We won't have to watch any clocks. Everything will be fine. So that is out there for her right now. Now, again, I have not heard from her in the last couple days. So, again, her nose might be out of joint about this whole thing. She still might. And don't think that's a negative. I'm not saying that as a negative. I'm saying sometimes in life, people's noses get out of joint about things. And clearly, I bet the Guardians, their nose is out of joint today about losing to the Yankees last night. And clearly, Kathy Lee Gifford's nose is out of joint because Kelly Ripa has said bad things about her friend Regis. So Kathy Lee's nose is out of joint. And I bet you Art Schleister's nose is out of joint after getting picked up on the cocaine charge. So, you know, a lot of people's noses get out of joint over things. So I don't think that's a particularly negative thing to say about Abby. And again, we have not heard from her, so maybe she hasn't heard the program. But we hope all is well, and all will be settled on Friday. Now, who is with me on this? Are we all good on this? 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Do you think that's the way to fix this? Have I come up with an honorable solution of how to fix this? Now that we've went through all the drama, the competition 2 weeks ago, her nose getting out of joint last week, somebody riding Sarah's bus and filling in some information that was fascinating. You know, all of these things have now gone in to the drama. You know, a good competition does need some drama. You know, the Thrilla in Manila with, who was that? Was in the Rumble in the Jungle with Foreman and Ali? Was the Thrilla in Manila, was that Frazier and Ali? You know, when you have a big event, you want there to be some drama surrounding it. And I guess this is the drama surrounding this event. So does anybody have any thoughts on this? 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Give me a buzz, and we can certainly discuss this particular event. And if Abby's out there listening, she's more than welcome to call. I said earlier in the week that if I had her phone number, I would call and leave a message, much like I have done with Judy and Lee, and say, listen, Abby, I apologize that your nose is out of joint. I hope we can put the nose back in joint and take care of this Friday and then go on and have happy times in the future. So that is that story. Boy, we've went through a lot of stories here this morning. We've done no cookies at McDonald's, the death of Angela Lansbury, the cocaine possession of Art Schleister, the competition with Abby, the Yankee or the Indians. The Guardians losing last night, and Kathy Lee defending Regis against Kelly Ripa, and no more Claxton and fruitcakes and Marion. Boy, I'll tell you, this is a news station. If there was ever a news station, this is it. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Well, maybe it's come to that time in the morning where we need to check in with Judy and see where the status is of her fire stick. Poor Judy, seemingly always having some unfortunate issues. So let's see if we can get Judy on the line here. It's nice to keep Judy a part of the program, even though she's having some issues with the Fire Stick. Well, I don't think we're going anywhere again.
Hello?
Hey, Judy, it's Scott. How are you?
Oh, I'm just moving around. I'm just eating breakfast.
I wanted to call and see if any progress was made with the Fire Stick.
No, I got two remotes and we couldn't get it to work. So late last night I went into Walmart and got another TV.
Oh, you got it?
He finally, yeah, it's got that Roku on it or whatever that is, but it doesn't have the Fire Stick.
What if you've
so
got the?
He's going to see if the Fire Stick sits on it today.
Well, if you've got the Roku television, You'll be able to. You won't have to do any. You just go to. You download TuneIn on the Roku, and search WWGH, and we'll come right up on the television.
Oh, see, I didn't know that because I don't like this Roku. I watched a little bit last night, and I'm used to the old one. When I'm used to something, I don't like something new.
Yeah, but luckily with because I have a Roku television, and it's absolutely free. You just got to go to that TuneIn app. You'll download that free. It'll pop up on your Roku television. You'll search WWGH, and we'll play right through your television.
Okay. Well, when he gets up, then he could try that, because I don't like this. I'm not used to it. When I get like something, I don't like change.
Well, you'll have to listen to us all the time if you don't like the news now, because we still are doing local news, and Linda's still on, and we still replay Charlie. And so you'll be able to listen to that all day long.
Yeah, because before I put the... get rid of the old TV, I was going to take that bar stick off in case this one takes it. I don't know. Because my daughter, she has both on her TV.
Yeah, the Roku's. As a matter of fact, there's a guy, a Chip, who called in earlier this morning. He listens to us on his Roku television.
Oh, okay. Well, see, I didn't think it would come on that.
Yeah, you don't even have to mess with the Fire Stick if you have a Roku television. All you got to do, it's just that TuneIn app. It'll come up there on the Roku. And you search WWGH, and there will be.
Oh, okay. Well, he can give it a shot when he gets up here today and stuff, so.
All right. Well, I just wanted to check in with you, Judy. Any more word from the Marion Star, or are they still saying go to the library?
Well, I haven't talked to anybody, because I'm doing some work outside. I got to go out. I was going to move my place out at Lynn Hipster, but it didn't look like it needed it yesterday, so. I see there's rain in the next couple of days or so, and it's going to be getting cold, so I might run out there today. Rain's supposed to come in later today, and then I think another day or two in the high 59, so it's kind of cold when you're riding a lawnmower, and it's like 59 degrees, so.
You know, Judy, I was looking, did you get the Marion Star this morning?
Yeah, I just got it. I just opened it up.
You know, I was looking online, and I'm not sure if this picture... Is there a picture on the front page of a casket?
You mean that Jack's?
Well, I'm not sure. It says something about World War II veteran finally comes home.
Yeah, it's he's been missing since for 77 years, and his name is... his last name is Jack's. He's a World War II veteran.
Isn't that something? So they buried his suit in the... Is that what it is?
I haven't read it yet. They buried him up at Grand Prairie. But I thought they found his those dog tags in 51. So I don't know why. I guess he was shot, and then they saw the Germans, I guess, coming, and the other ones left. And he was about 14 miles where the Germans had come. So I don't know whether they took him and he died, you know, where they were trying to capture him and he died on the way they were taking him or what. Haven't been that far. I just read a little bit on the first page.
Isn't that something? Isn't that...
Yeah.
Well,
but I guess they did DNA. Maybe they've got so many, they only do so much the DNA. Maybe the family, I don't know if they get after him or not. So,
well, I'm glad.
Yeah, after all these years.
Yeah, I'm glad. That's a very nice story. I like seeing that story.
Yeah.
Well, Judy, I'll let you get back to breakfast there, but if you have that Roku, there should be no problems there, and you should be listening to us again tomorrow morning.
Okay, you're on to what, 11 today?
Well, today I'm on till 10, and Linda's on till noon, and then Adam's on till 1.
Okay.
All right.
Okay, Dan.
Thanks, Judy. Bye-bye.
Goodbye.
All right, well, and somebody was beeping in there. If you were getting just ringing, just means we were on the line with somebody else. So give us a buzz, 740-751-4038. If that was you, give us a call, 740-751-4038. Somebody else was trying to call in there, and we want to hear from everybody who listens to this program. We were on the line with Judy there, checking out her situation, and apparently she's got a Roku television now. So that will make things far easier in this whole setup. Because Chip, who called in first call this morning, he listens on his Roku television. And I have a Roku, and that's a very easy thing to set up. Once you go into your Roku, you just search the TuneIn app, download it to your Roku, and then search WWGH, and we come right over your television. I wonder how many people listen through their Roku television. If you're listening through your television, other than Chip, let us know, because I think that's a handy way to listen. I like that, or the Alexas, or the Dots. Those are the neat ways to listen. And, of course, through your phone is also a nice way to listen. 740-751-4038. If that was you calling in, give us a buzz. 740-751-4038. We don't want to miss any phone calls this morning. 33 minutes past the hour here. 57 degrees, cloudy skies in Marion. Don't forget the people with Linda Sims. 10:15 until 12 noon following this show today. And then Adam the Computer Guy, 12:15 until 1 p.m. So it doesn't stop here on WGH Talk. But again, if that was you trying to beep in, give me a buzz. 740-751-4038. If you ever call in and it just keeps ringing, just means we're on the line with somebody else. And I think that's what happened there with Judy on the line. So if you have something to share, give us a call, 740-751-4038. Heavens knows we've got a lot of subjects here this morning. The no cookies at McDonald's this morning, the death of Angela Lansbury, Art Schleister going up on a cocaine charge, the continuing competition drama with Abby, the Guardians going down to the Yankees last night, 1-0, which puts the Yankees up, or no, 4-1. Which puts the Yankees up in that series 1-0. Kathy Lee defending Regis Philbin against the Kelly Ripa book. And no more Claxton fruitcakes in Marion, as the Civitan Club has went under, unfortunately, as of April 15th, 2022. So there you go. The phone lines are open, 740-751-4038. Give us a buzz if that's you, or even if it wasn't you, and there's something you would be interested in talking about, call us. And we can certainly talk about it, to be sure. And we've checked in with Judy, and she's got her Roku television. So we're making some progress here this morning on the show. Now, let's see. What else do we have to do here this morning? Well, you know, that might have just been a spam call. You know, I get those spam calls all the time. Boy, those things are annoying. And especially this time of year. How many people are getting the calls from the politicians? Holy mackerel. That seems to go on all the time. Politician call, politician call, politician call. You know, these robocalls, does that do anything for anybody? To have these robocalls call you and tell you who to vote for and why the other person's awful and so on and so forth. I just don't understand those robocalls. When I pick it up, I mean, sometimes I listen just to see what they're going to say, but it certainly does not impact me in any way that I would vote for somebody. Let's put it that way. So that's ball of wax. You know, this morning, I thought we would do some Angela Lansbury trivia. And some of the trivia that I was looking at would be kind of hard, to be honest with you. She, very good actress, but my goodness. There's some difficult questions here. Well, here's a question for you. In regard to Angela Lansbury, this isn't a terribly difficult one, but we'll see if we can get the answer. Angela Lansbury appeared in the classic thriller Gaslight. What role did she play? Now, I'm not looking for the name of the character that she played. She played a part in the movie Gaslight. She did something in the movie. Not the name of her character, but what she did in that famous movie, Gaslight. So does anybody know the answer of that? 740-751-4038. Angela Lansbury appeared in the classic thriller, Gaslight. What role did she play? Has anybody seen Gaslight? Now, that's one of those old classic movies. I'll tell you. That's right there with the Manchurian Candidate. Just a classic movie. Although her role in Gaslight, I don't think is quite as big as her role in the Manchurian Candidate. Matter of fact, I'm positive it's not as big as her role in the Manchurian Candidate. But Gaslight, not a bad movie. Certainly a thriller. I tell you, it's one of those movies you could watch this time of year. Halloween time. October. So does anybody know what role did Angela Lansbury play in the movie Gaslight? And again, not her character name, just what she was in the movie. What was her position? 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Does anybody know what position, what was the role of Angela Lansbury in the movie Gaslight? One of the all-time classic movies, really. I think people love that film, Gaslight. You know, there are certain old films that people will not watch at all anymore. But then there are ones that just go on and on and on. Oh, maybe this person knows what she did in Gaslight. Let's hope. Go ahead, caller.
She was a maid.
She was a maid. Have you seen Gaslight?
It was a long, 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 long time ago, so I can't remember.
But I'll tell you, that...
I'll look and see if it's on Netflix or something.
Yeah, that is a scary movie. What'd you make when you heard of Angela Lansbury's passing?
I was surprised because I thought there would have been more publicity about it.
Yeah, she was a big star.
Yeah, I remember her in the Walt Disney, some of those... What was that one she was in?
Oh, Beauty and the Beast?
Was in another one too, where it was the musical and they had the kids and everything.
Oh, was that?
Think of it.
Bedknobs
and Broomsticks.
Bedknobs and Broomsticks. That. Yeah, something like that.
Yeah.
She was in the Manch. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, you've got. I just tuned in here right before 9 and. Hearing all of your bad news, my goodness.
I know, the fruitcakes are no longer going to be in town as the Civitan.
I wonder if the Kiwanis could take over, maybe.
Well, I don't know. I don't know. I really don't know how the Civitan Club did that, but it's, you know, it's just a sign of the times that people don't want to volunteer for these groups anymore, and that's so unfortunate.
Yeah, it is. It's just a whole new generation. Just different values and everything nowadays, I guess.
And then with poor Art Schlichter.
Stuff, yeah. And he just doesn't ever get better, does he?
No, and it's so sad because I was not aware that he had a drug issue, but now... We learned that he had possession of cocaine and apparently about died back in June. They had to give him the Narcan.
Oh, my goodness. I thought he just was involved in gambling or something.
Well, that's what I thought, and that's what he was in prison for. But I, you know, this is just, his life, for whatever reason, has just spiraled completely out of control.
Well, it's just sad.
Then, unfortunately,
the
Guardians did not win last night. The Yankees won.
Well, that I'm happy about.
Oh, you're for?
I've been a Yankees fan since 1952.
Oh, well, now what did the Guardians do? I didn't watch the game, but I heard it was tied.
I didn't get to watch the whole game either.
Well, apparently, they definitely went down last night. But what was the other story? And Kathy Lee's defending Regis against Kelly Ripa's book, which I think that's interesting.
I'm glad for that.
Now, did you
never liked Kelly Ripa?
No, and why, after a man has died, would you go out and write this book? Why wouldn't you write it while he was alive?
Yeah, that speaks to her character.
I think so, and
that
it's nice
that, per character, yeah.
And it's nice, Kathy Lee. And then, of course, Abby, her nose is out of joint, and we haven't heard from her for a few days. And you know, but the invitation's open on Friday.
Oh, so this isn't a done deal for Friday?
No, not a done deal, because she has not responded for 2 days now.
Oh.
And I think she either tuned us... I can't believe she would tune us out, because she's a devoted listener. But I think she's annoyed that I'm saying her nose is out of joint. But I don't really know what other way to express it.
Oh, my, my.
I know.
Well, I hope it'll take place Friday with the third party and...
Yeah.
Finally get it all.
Linda will be there. We'll completely wipe the slate clean.
And I hope Judy gets her Roku up and running and stuff. I didn't know that the Roku I have to plug it into the TV.
Oh,
you can get a TV that has it already built in?
Yes, yes. And they're very inexpensive now. It's called a Roku television. But, yeah, you can even listen to us on the Roku, which is very easy to do. Once you download that TuneIn app, you just search WWGH, and we just come right over the television.
Because one of my TVs is a smart TV, but the other one isn't.
As long as it's a smart television, it'll do it.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, give it a try and see how that works.
All right. And I hope, you know, one of these other clubs can take over where the Civitans left off, so that these people that need help and stuff. I know isn't the Kiwanis that do help with the wheelchair ramps and stuff.
I think so.
Yeah. Well, I hope they can take over, because they probably could. One of these clubs could contact Claxton maybe and take over a contract or whatever for Marion.
You know.
That want their
I don't know
their
how
shape.
That worked. Yeah, it'd be interesting to find out.
Or check with one of the banks that sold them and see if one of their branches, like maybe in Delaware or another city, is still getting them. We don't know. Well, maybe somebody will find out and let you know.
Yeah, hopefully we'll find out. Well, hey, thanks for calling.
Okay, bye-bye.
Yes, Angela Lansbury was the maid in the movie Gaslight. All right, phone lines are open, 740-751-4038. Yeah, we got quite a list of stories here this morning. Death of Angela Lansbury, Art Schleister being brought up on cocaine charges. The Guardians going down last night to the Yankees, I believe 4-1, putting the Yankees up in that series 1-0. Kathy Lee defending Regis against Kelly Ripa. No more fruitcakes in Marion, as the Claxton or the Civitan Club is no longer in operating as of April 15th, 2022. All right, phone lines are open here. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. A lot of people like to listen on the television, because the television is kind of like a radio. You know, you just turn it on and listen, you know, all day long. It's there in the room. It's a piece of furniture. It's easy, a lot easier to turn on than a laptop or something like that. You just flip on the television, go to the where you download the apps on the Roku. You download the TuneIn app. It's free. And then you search WWGH, and we come right over the television, booming into your living room. All right, 740-751-4038. Any news out there this morning? Any thoughts on anything? Give me a buzz. 740-751-4038. You know, I'm a little at this point worried. I hope nothing has happened to Abby, because I have not heard anything in 2 days. Now that's very unusual, because I mean, not that she sits at her desk and listens every morning, but usually I hear something. But for 2 days I have heard nothing. So maybe it's the silent treatment. You know how when people get a little ticked off with you, they give you the silent treatment? Maybe that's what's going on. I don't know. I hope she's okay. Hope nothing bad happened. 740-751-4038. Give me a buzz. All right. Is there another Angela Lansbury question here we could do? Well, here's a good one. This is an easy one. Lansbury's voice can be heard in what Disney movie? And what character did she play in that Disney movie? Now, we've talked about this already this morning, so that should not be a horrible question. What Disney movie can Angela Lansbury's voice be heard, and what character did she play in that movie? Voice. What character did she voice, I guess, would be the question. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. No, your Angela Lansbury trivia here this morning on the program. Interesting stuff. Here's another one, by the way, for all you Murder, She Wrote fans. William Wyndham plays Lansbury's friend in Murder, She Wrote. What role does he play? Now, does anybody know that? Now, you might have to be an avid Murder, She Wrote fan to know the answer to that one. William Wyndham plays Lansbury's friend in Murder, She Wrote. What role does he play? You know, I would have to say, if I saw William Wyndham, I would probably know who he is. But that, as an actor, that name does not stick out in my mind. And the other question... Lansbury's voice can be heard in what Disney movie, and what character is she voicing? 740-751-4038. Give me a buzz. 50 minutes past the hour here. Angela Lansbury trivia in kind of honor and recognition of Angela Lansbury passing away yesterday at the age of 96, 5 days short of her 97th birthday. 5 days short of her 97th birthday. Isn't that something? A good long life for a very talented woman. And as I was saying earlier, it is kind of interesting. You know, Betty White earlier this year passed away, I think, 21 days before her 100th birthday. And now Angela Lansbury dies 5 days before her 97th birthday. So I don't know what the correlations are there between people's death and birthdays. That's interesting. Well, don't forget Voice of a People with Linda Sims comes on when I go off this morning, 10:15 a.m. till 12 noon, and then we've got the Adam the Computer Guy show from 12:15 until 1 p.m. here on the station today. Don't switch that dial, but right now the phone lines are open, 740-751-4038. Angela Lansbury trivia. Angela Lansbury's voice can be heard in what Disney movie, and what character did she play? William Wyndham plays Lansbury's friend in Murder, She Wrote. What role does he play in Murder, She Wrote? Now, again, you don't have to have the character's name. It's just what they did on the show. What was their position on the show? 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. The phone lines are wide open here this morning on WGH Talk, which, again, streaming live on the website, WWGH1071.com, or download the free TuneIn app on any mobile device and search WWGH. Go ahead, caller.
I Googled it. I didn't
know this. No problem.
She was the voice of the teapot.
The teapot. Now, do you remember what the movie was?
the Beauty and the Beast.
Beauty and the Beast. Do you know what the name, her name was, the teapot's name?
No, I don't.
It was Mrs. Potts.
Oh.
Mrs. Potts.
The teapot. That makes sense.
Yep, they named her right. Absolutely. Hey, thanks for calling.
Okay, bye-bye.
All right, we're down to one Angela Lansbury question here. William Wyndham plays Lansbury's friend in Murder, She Wrote. What role did he play? William Wyndham. 740-751-4038. You know, I could hear us in the background there when Trish called. We sound pretty good. I'm glad we're sounding good. You know, this is quite a undertaking to be broadcasting from a remote studio through the internet and still be able to sound that good. That is a positive. 740-751-4038. Does anybody want to check in and say anything this morning before we get to the end of the program? 54 minutes past the hour here. 58 degrees, mostly cloudy skies in Marion. And if you're wondering, still no sign of life from Abby. Well, we hope she's well. I hope she's not... You know, you never know when something bad happens to somebody. But I feel bad in this particular situation because it has now been 2 days. I did not hear from her yesterday, and I did not hear from her today. So the last time I heard from her was Monday. Now, I did not get the impression Monday that anything was wrong, but you never know. Some people get a grudge, and then you don't hear from them. And not that she has a grudge, but heaven forbid, I hope nothing happened to her or anybody, any family issues. You know, you never know what's going to happen next. You never know. Look at all the stories we have here this morning of you never knew what was going to happen next. No cookies at McDonald's, Angela Lansbury dying, Art Schleister getting pulled up on a cocaine charge, the Guardians losing to the Yankees, Kathy Lee defending Regis against Kelly Ripa, no more Claxton fruit cakes here in Marion because of the end of the Civitan Club after many years here in Marion. Ended back on April 15th, tax day. Oh, and of course, we do want to congratulate again Scarlett Rostin for winning the role of Wendy in Peter Pan Jr., which will be at River Valley, I believe, in early November. We'll get the exact dates and times on this. But Scarlett, of course, is the daughter of Amy and Tim, and Amy is the daughter of Jeannie and Charlie Evers. So congratulations to Scarlett for getting the role of Wendy. And she's very, very, it's nice to see somebody who likes to do stuff like that, be in plays, be in the theater, get a good role like that, have hard work pay off. And our Cubs cap is off to Scarlett this morning. And I'm sure Jeannie, who's out there listening, is very happy with this. And I'm sure she'll be there in November when Peter Pan hits the stage at River Valley. Now, I wonder what the difference is between Peter Pan and Peter Pan Jr. But Wendy is a big part. I mean, I think Wendy is probably as big a part as Peter Pan, if I remember story, right? Does anybody remember Peter Pan? Isn't Wendy pretty much as big a part as Peter in Peter Pan? From what I remember, that's how it goes. So congratulations to Scarlett Rostin for winning that part. Some good news this morning here on the program. Let's see. Well, honestly, the no fruitcakes is good news to me. It's sad that the Civitan Club has went away. That's not good news. But the fact that there are no more fruitcakes, now that is not breaking my heart this morning. All right, if you've been thinking about calling in, we're getting down to the last few minutes here, 57 minutes past the hour, 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Anything you want to talk about on this very busy Wednesday morning? And again, Voice of a People with Linda Sims, 10:15 a.m. till 12 noon today. And then Adam the Computer Guy from 12:15 until 1 p.m. And I'll give you an update tomorrow if we ever do hear from Abby. We might have Judy Summers back with us tomorrow. She's got her new Roku television purchased, and I think that's going to be pretty easy to program that, much easier than the Fire Stick even, to a certain degree, to get this get us back in her her daily routine. And maybe we'll check back in with Lee tomorrow. We didn't get a chance to check in with Lee today, but we did talk with him yesterday, and he's doing okay. He has not fallen anymore since last we spoke to him. And I believe he said he stopped taking the muscle relaxers, which is what he thought was causing the problem there. So we're glad that Lee is doing well, and we got to check in with him. You know, it's part of the radio family here that we have gotten together over the past 8.5 years. And we all stick together no matter what the situation. And by the way, I do want to mention there still will be a fruitcake toss this year. We'll just get fruitcakes from somewhere else. We will get a Claxton. We'll find a Claxton somewhere. I don't know what'll happen. I don't know if the stores will have them or not. You know, I have not seen them in the stores in years, but I don't know. Maybe. Who knows? And but the banks apparently will not have them, or at least not have them via the Civitan Club. Which, that's unfortunate. All right, well, we're out of time today. Hope you had a great time. I did. And hope you have a great middle of the week, and we still have 2 more days. Scott Spears for this day, heading for the dugout.
You're listening to WWGH Radio 107.1 FM, Marion, Ohio, the talking place. For legendary comedian and the voice of Ursula in The Little Mermaid, Pat Carroll.
And as I teased before we went to the break there, we have on today a lady in the program, I believe 2 times before. But every time...